الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, there is an angel of Allah Azza wa Jal who has one arm in the east and the other in the west. Whenever anybody recites salat upon me with devotion, this angel dives into water and shakes his wings. Allah Azza wa Jal creates an angel in place of each droplet of water dripping from his wings. These angels then continuously seek forgiveness for the person who had recited salat until the day of judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we welcome you back once again in our silsila, where we are discussing certain life aspects of the blessed life of Sayyidina Ghasi Azam rahmatullah alayh. And today inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be looking at some marvels, some saintly miracles of Sayyidina Ghasi Azam rahmatullah alayh. And we have already looked at many of his miracles before, saintly miracles that were carried out by Sayyidina Ghasi Azam rahmatullah alayh. And today in particular, we'll be looking at his saintly miracles in order to see the control that Allah Azza wa Jal had granted this beloved bondsman of his. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once in the river of Dajla, there was a great flood, and this river, it became out of control. It started to overflow. And because of this, people were worried and they were scared. So they came into the blessed court of Sayyidina Ghasi Azam rahmatullah alayh. فأتى الناس إلى جناب الغوث الأعظم الشيخ عبد القادر الجيلاني يستغيثون به. And they were asking and seeking help from him. فأخذ عكازه وأتى. And he rahmatullah alayh, he took his stick and he went to the shore, to the edge, and he erected it in where originally the place of water was, where the limit of water was. وَرَكَزَهُ عِنْدَ حَدِّ الْمَاءِ. And he erected it there, and he said, فَقَالَ إِلَهَا هُنَا. Up until here. Oh river, up until here. And as soon as he said this, فَنَقَصَ الْمَاءُ مِنْ وَقْتِهِ. The water started to decline, and it started to decrease, and it went back to its normal place. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And he went up until where he had erected his blessed asa, his blessed stick. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we learn that Sayyidina Ghasi Azam rahmatullah alayh, he was even given control and ruling over water. Once in the blessed month of Ramadan Sharif, 70 people came to the court of Sayyidina Ghasi Azam rahmatullah alayh individually, one after the other. And each and every one of them invited Sayyidina Ghasi Azam rahmatullah alayh to their house for iftar, to break and open his fast in their house. And Sayyidina Ghasi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, he accepted the invitation of each and every single one of those people that invited him. And everybody that was inviting Sayyidina Ghasi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, none of them knew about another person inviting him rahmatullah alayhi. And he rahmatullah alayhi went to the house of each and every person at once, and he opened his fast there, and at the same time he also opened his fast at his own place. Now the next day, the next morning, when these people who had invited Sayyidina Ghasi Azam rahmatullah alayh, and they started to tell people about how Sayyidina Ghasi Azam rahmatullah alayh blessed them, and how blessed they were that Sayyidina Ghasi Azam rahmatullah alayh opened his fast at their house. When so many people started to tell this news it spread in the city. And a khadim, a servant from the servants of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, he thought to himself that Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi did not even leave his house last night. And how are these people saying that he has opened his path in their houses? So he went to Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, and he requested, and he told him the whole incident that people are saying this. And Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, he replies, "Hum sadiquna fi qawlihim." They are telling the truth. They're true in what they're saying. They're truthful in that. And he says that I accepted the invitation of every single one of them. وَحَذَرْتُ وَأَكَلْتُ طَعَامَهُمْ فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ فَرْدًا فَرْدًا. And I went and I ate food in each and every one of their houses. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So this was the power that Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi was granted in terms of being able to go to multiple places at once. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is stated, Imra'atun ja'at bi waladiha ila Sayyidi Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullahu ta'ala, that once a lady came with her son in the blessed court of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, wa qalat, inni ra'aytu qalba abni hadha shadeed at-ta'alluq bik, that I see that this son of mine, his heart is extremely devoted and attached to you. He really loves you. He admires you, Ya Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi. So you accept him, and I forgive all of my rights for him, and I give him in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and I give him to you. So Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, he commanded him with mujahada. He started to teach him spirituality and piety. And so as he started his journey, one day his mother went to see him, and she found him to be extremely weak, and he was going pale, and he was weak due to hunger. And then she went and to visit Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, and she found him eating chicken. So she says that, Ya Sayyidi, O Ghawsi Azam, what is this? That my son out there is eating only dry bread and you are eating meat, you're eating chicken. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, he placed his hand on the bones that were in front of him, bones of that hen, and he said, قُومِي بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَلَّذِي يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, he placed his hand over the bones that were there, and he says, in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, stand, who revives the bones from dust. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And as soon as he said this, the hen that who was bones, whose bones were there, that hen, it came back to life. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And then Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, he said to the mother, إِذَا صَارَبْنُكَ هَكَذَا فَلْيَأْكُلْ مَا شَاءَ. When your son reaches this stage, then he can eat whatever he wants. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Here we have witnessed and we have seen the power that Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi was granted in terms of being able to bring the dead back into life. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is mentioned in the Quran, the summary of and the mafhum of the ayat that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he says that I resurrect the dead and I bring the dead back to life with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Once, during his lecture, an eagle flew overhead and it was making a loud noise and sound whilst people were attentively listening to the blessed speech and the wa'az of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi. And people, they started to get distracted. So Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, he then declared, O wind, grab hold head of the eagle. And suddenly the eagle fell at his feet, headless. His head flew off. And then Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi descended from the minbar. And he took the eagle. And after reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he placed his blessed hands over this eagle. فَحَيَّتْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَطَارَتْ وَالنَّاسُ يُشَاهِدُونَ ذَلِكَ. And the eagle, it came back to life. And it flew off. And the people that were present, they were observing and watching all of this. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we have seen once again the power that Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi was given in terms of being able to resurrect the dead. It is stated that in one of the cities, a devotee and a devout lover of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi resided. And he had intended to enter the blessed spiritual lineage and a spiritual silsila, the spiritual order of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi. He intended to have given his hand in the hand of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi and do his bay'ah. So once, after traveling from a far out and after traveling a long distance, he reached Baghdad Sharif. And then he found out that Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi, he has left this world. And at the end, he decided to go and visit the blessed grave of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi. So he went and he gave his hadiri there, he presented himself there in the court of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi. فَظَهَرَ الْغَوْثُ الْأَعْظَمُ مِنْ مَرْقَدِهِ. So Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi, he came out of his blessed grave, وَأَخَذَ بِيَدِهِ وَأَعْطَاهُ الْإِنَابَ وَانْتَسَبَ بِسِلْسِلَتِهِ. He took him by the hand and he entered him into his spiritual order, subhanallah azza wa jal. And Imam Fakhruddin Razi alayhi rahma, he has stated in Tafsir Kabir, he has mentioned a narration that inna awliya Allahi la yamutun. The awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, the saints, the blessed saints, they do not die. لَكِنْ يَنْتَقِلُونَ مِنْ دَارٍ إِلَىٰ دَارٍ. But they transfer and they go from one house to another. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. And if we look at the control that Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi was given over the jinns as well as the humans. Abu Sa'ad Abdullah bin Ahmad said that once my daughter Fatima disappeared from the roof of the house, and I became worried and went to the blessed court of Sultanul Awliya, Sayyidina Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi, and implored and asked him for help. He Rahmatullah Alayhi said, he instructed me that go to Karkh, which is a city, and sit in a deserted place over there during the night, forming a spiritual fencing, meaning forming a circle around yourself, and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and think about me. During the night, many caravans of jinns will pass by you. Their faces will be very strange, but do not be frightened. Do not be frightened whatsoever. And then at the time of dawn, the king of jinns will come to you and ask you of your need. The king of jinns will come to you and he will ask you for your need. And then tell him that Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has sent me. And you need to search for my lost daughter. So he says, therefore, I set out for the city of Karkh and followed the instructions that Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi had given. So during the silence of the night, many terrifying jinns passed by me, and their faces were so horrific that I could not endure and I could not stand to look at them. I could not look at them. And at the time of dawn, the king of jinns, he came riding on a horse along with many other jinns. And he remained outside the fencing, outside the circle, and asked me what I wanted. I said that Ghawth Azam Rahmatullah Ali has sent me. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And as soon as he heard that, he dismounted and he came off his horse and he sat on the ground. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And the other jinns, they also did the same and sat on the ground outside the fencing. So I informed him about what had happened to my daughter and that she has disappeared. And the king of jinns, he made an announcement amongst the jinns that who has kidnapped the girl. Within moments, a Chinese jinn was captured and brought forward as a culprit. And the king asked, why did you kidnap the girl from the city of the Qutb of these times? Qutb is a very high rank amongst the saints and the awliya. And the Chinese jinn, he trembled and replied, Your Highness, I fell in love with her at first sight. So the king ordered for the beheading of that jinn and he rahmatullah alayhi now, he is stating Abu Sa'd Abdullah bin Ahmad, he is telling that the king, he ordered for the beheading of that jinn, and he returned my beloved daughter. So my beloved daughter was returned to me, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. So he rahmatullah Ali, he says, thanking the king, I said, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, you seem to be, you're a great devotee and a lover of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah Ali. And look at what he replied. This shows us the greatness of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah. He says that, by Allah Azza wa Jal, when Ghawth Azam rahmatullah Ali looks at us, all the jinns begin to tremble. They begin to shiver and shake. And when Allah Azza wa Jal nominates a kutub, when a kutub is designated, all the jinns and human beings are ordered to obey him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So these were just some of the marvels and some of the qualities and the controls that Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi was granted. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi, since he spent a large amount of his life, he spent 33 years of his blessed life in darf and in teaching and writing fatawa, Islamic verdicts, and 40 years of his life he spent delivering Madni pearls and speeches and pieces of advice to people. And he was at the age of 90 in 561 Hijri that when he passed away and he departed from this world, at the age of 90 in 561 Hijri. So if we look at some blessed sayings of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi, in order to take lessons from that. Regarding the nafs, because the nafs is very dangerous. The nafs is the real enemies of humans. It is the same, the nafs and the shaitan, they're both the enemies, but the nafs was even what led to the destruction and destroyed the faith of shaitan and made him deserving of eternal disgrace. Hujjatul Islam Sina Imam Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmah, he has stated, nafs has several meanings. One of them is that nafs is something that stimulates the lust and anger in humans. So this is a definition of nafs that we've got in front of ourselves now. And now we listen to some of the sayings of Sina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi. Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi, when he was speaking about the nafs, he has said a few things. And he says the nafs only suggests evil. It only suggests evil. It is in its nature. It will be reformed after a long period of time. So it is compulsory for you to oppose your nafs at all the times. Meaning get ready to oppose it. And at another place, he rahmatullah alayhi says, always keep saying to your nafs that your righteous earnings will benefit you. And your bad earnings, your bad deeds will prove to be a curse for you. No other person will perform deeds with you, nor will give you anything out of his deeds. O bondsman, remember, keep performing righteous deeds, and it is necessary to oppose your nafs. One who prevents you from evil is your friend, and one who misguides you is your enemy. We need to ponder, and we need to be thinking about these things. We need to be pondering over these things as these are stated. These are blessed Madani pearls that have a lot to pick out from, a lot to learn from this. He rahmatullah Ali, he has further stated, as long as the nafs is not free from impurity and bad desires, how could it get the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal? Terminate the desires and hopes of your nafs, only then will your nafs obey you. And if we look at this in the light of the Hadith Mubarakah as well, stated in a narration, wise is he who makes his nafs subservient to him and performs deeds for post-death, and unwise is he who acts upon his desires and also hopes for the mercy of Allah. And a beautiful saying with a lot of hikmah and wisdom behind it of Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi. Listen to this with the ears of our hearts. Sayyidina Ghawth Azam rahmatullah alayhi, he says, O ignorant human, ponder for a while. When nothing can be achieved in this mortal world without hard work, meaning for the mortal blessings of this world, one has to work hard. Then think about it. How can the eternal blessings and bounties of paradise that Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared, how can they be achieved without hard work? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And this is a beautiful saying which really helps, should help us to focus, that even in this world, these temporary blessings that we want to achieve and obtain, they are obtained and they require hard work. And what about the bounties that Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for us in heaven? Do we think that we can get that without hard work? Do we think that we can achieve that without putting any effort in? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So, and now we need to really ponder, that do I spend more time? And am I more focused? Where is more of my effort going? Is more of my effort going in trying to get to office and trying to get to work on time, or is it, am I more focused about waking up for my fajr on time? Where is most of my energy going? I need to ponder over that. So am I, even in terms of my children, we need to be keeping up to date with their progress in their academic side of things and also in their religious education as well. But where is my main focus? Am I keeping track of my children's progress in the madrasa? Am I bothered more about that? Or am I bothered more about their school progress? Because if we educate our children properly in the light of the teachings of Islam and in the light of the teachings of Sharia, only then will they be beneficial, to the extent that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, if any of their parents passes away from this world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, his sons, if they have been educated in the light of Sharia and in the light of the teachings of Islam, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, they will continue to pray for him and they will continue to be a means of benefit for him in that sense. Because they will continue to give him Isar Sawab. They will continue to do good deeds which will also benefit their parents. So this is important, and this is why this saying of Sina Ghawthi Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi should be alarming for us. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, throughout these few episodes that we've done regarding certain aspects, various aspects of the blessed life of Sina Ghawthi Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi, we've had a lot to learn. We've learned that he, Rahmatullah Alayhi, had beautiful character, he had beautiful akhlaq, he was extremely generous, he was extremely kind-hearted, and it was very easy for him to cry, and he would start to cry the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these are attributes and qualities that we need to be striving for. We need to be trying to develop in our hearts. And if we cannot cry out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, it may mean that our heart has hardened and it has become hard. So we need to pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to soften our hearts. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, generosity is a beautiful, beautiful madni pearl that we can pick from the life of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, generosity in terms of wealth, we get plenty of opportunities within Dawat-e Islami for that. So continue to support your own blessed movement, Dawat-e Islami, and continue to watch Madani channel, continue to watch the silsilas of Madani channel, and keep tuned in with Madani channel, invite others to watch Madani channel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a beautiful way of increasing our knowledge. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with some more series and some different episodes regarding a different topic, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Blessings of Allah, say Azam.